The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hello, everybody. This is your favorite host, deciding that now for you, Henry. But you may call me Harvick. Coming back at you again for another episode of Tome of Huzzah. No, sorry, Globally Local FM. This time, I'm stating it right off the bat. We're in Switzerland. We're in Geneva. French-speaking part of Switzerland. Rudy, what do you got?
I thought you said you were going to do a joke.
No.
You...
I was, but it's not happening anymore. Listen, people... Just wait for the next episode. All right, ready? Let's go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Geneva, Switzerland. Never been, probably never will go to. Cool. End of story.
Why not?
Well, actually, I kind of want to. I just kind of was riffing because you put me on the spot.
Yeah, fair enough. I think I would go at some point.
Okay, I would like to go because it feels like a very unique location in a sense of like it's geographically one of those armpits.
Yeah. Honestly, that's something I have in my notes. Not exactly phrased that way, but yeah. Rudy, how about we go together? How's that for an idea?
Sure, let's go. Actually, well, Switzerland is becoming quite a, how do I say this, relocation destination for a lot of Europeans these days. So it is not...
Is it?
Yeah. A lot of students go to Switzerland.
What? You have to be like rich to live in Switzerland. That shit is not affordable.
Or smart.
Okay.
Neither of us as we, but
no, I did do a part-time job for German speaking customer service a while back. One of the markets was Swiss people, and let me tell you, people, looking at the price differences for Germany and Switzerland, it was fucking disgusting. They were paying like
tell
twice
me.
The price.
Really?
Yes, genuinely. And what can I say? They can afford it, so fuck them. Rudy, Geneva, French part of Switzerland, well known for diplomatic like missions and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
very.
I think.
EU
but why, do you know why historically? Like, genuinely, do you know the? Because I don't.
No.
And my only is it because of his geographical location?
I don't know why. Really, it became. Such a headquarters for a lot of that stuff. I'd have to assume Switzerland being like a banking nation, a neutral nation, maybe just kind of naturally assume that role in a sense. I don't know.
I guess.
CERN is based there, Rudy. Are you familiar? I'd have to assume you are.
Yes.
So for people that don't know, Large Hadron Collider runs right next to Geneva as well.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty are you cool familiar with Steins Gate, Rudy?
Steins Gate?
Yes.
Are
just
you...
say yes or no.
No.
Okay, then I'll just leave it at that. Rudy, you wanted to talk about something, so hit me with it.
I wanted to talk about the news.
Oh, yeah? Is that how quickly we're switching over? Are we,
if you're more, then go on. I don't have
you
beef of the week.
You literally said before we started with the episode, like, let's start the episode now.
I'm a monkey. No. he really got him. Look at him.
That was good because I just didn't see it coming at all. That was really good. Oh, no, I have something in my eye. All right, go, ready.
But I forgot. It was something about you. But you, what did you tell me before the episode? Before
know.
You told me something, and
my...
I was like...
Yeah, I was talking about my love for cricket.
No. You were saying something, and I was like, I'm gonna keep it for the episode. And then I don't remember what, because you said something, and it's not me who said it, so...
Was it Tic Tac related?
Yes, oh my god, beef of the week. Did somebody...
How's
did you
that
not,
your beef of the week?
Did you not promise to, like, break a bit on TikToks?
No.
I think that's literally on the podcast.
No, I said I'll break everything except TikToks.
No.
Yeah.
No, you said you're going to put the brakes on TikToks for a bit.
No, I swear to God, if I said that, then that wasn't the real me speaking. It was some fucking government agency intervening. I would never put the brake on TikTok.
We made a deal that you can have TikToks once per, what, like 3 or 4 weeks?
No. This does not sound like something I would agree to. I think it's for other...
It was also tweets. Because I also said that I am kind of giving up on, okay, like buying Coke. Which, by the way, and I'm going to be completely transparent here. This is how honest I am. I stay winning. I stay honest. And humble as well.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah. Is yesterday, there was a deal at Domino's, right? So I usually order pizza, the same pizza all the time. And it was cheaper to get the pizza with a Coke can with it than without it.
That's how they get you.
So that, like, and I of course got it because it was cheaper. Does it still count that I broke my own rules?
I think technically yes. But Rudy, I think a very important part of trying to go, like trying to aspire to these kinds of things where you like give up something you like, is to allow yourself to have a break, you know? You can't always be perfect.
After this episode, I'm going to go and spank myself 30 times on one cheek, 30 on the other.
Very strange thing to do.
And I will enjoy the first 15.
I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to give something up, you shouldn't, like, see it as a loss if you end up doing that thing still. As long as you keep on, like, going strong, getting Coke once in 1 month is not bad, especially if it's circumstantial.
It's been
like
more because friends been giving me Coke. Well, not much.
But you said you're not buying the Coke. You're only drinking it if your friends get it. So then you're holding true.
They actually are trying to buy me Coke and I sometimes have to say no.
Well,
you know what? Thank you for this validation, Henry. I needed this. Thank you very much.
And so,
and I think with
back,
that good note, oh,
I did not promise to give up Tic Tacs. In fact, I have stayed strong and I have, like, for lack of a better term, had one Tic Tac packet per day basically since the new year. Like,
what
sorry,
the hell? And
the
with that, we're
that's
going
the
to the news before. Where my first news article is. Okay, what?
Yeah,
which is like a valid reaction to what you said, but no, that's the... Okay, the actual article is, Swiss Army takes part in international tank competition.
Pretty cool.
Tank competition? Tank competition.
Yes. What's
around 20 Swiss Army personnel and 2 Leopard 2 tanks are taking part in an international tank competition in Grafenwöhr, Germany this week. The aim is to strengthen defense capabilities via exchanges with friendly countries. What do you even do in a tank competition? Oh yes, Manfred, thank you for asking. Grew this bad bomb myself. All I really need is a little bit of sun and a lot of oil. The nozzle could have turned out to be a bit longer, but you know, in this climate, this is pretty much the best we can get.
I'd have to assume that a tank competition, you're just like shooting and like checking on durability and shit. Like, I don't know. What else would you be doing?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Some poor German out there in the forest just hears a lot of tanks just start shooting. The war is upon them.
Well, I mean,
flashbacks.
That's kind of like, you kind of have to, if a tank competition is to measure specs, then you kind of have to start shooting.
It's all about the nozzle length. It always has been.
So true. We make sure that we build it until the tank tips over forwards and can't drive anymore.
Boys and their tank nozzles, can I just say?
So true, King. Speak your truth.
Don't encourage me on this.
All right, well, Rudy. Group is attempting to brute force win the Romande Loto, which is the Loto of the French-speaking part of Switzerland. Okay. Before I get into the story,
wait, repeat the article. I don't understand the title. Say
group?
Again? Group?
Yes. Are you familiar?
Yes. Yeah. Group
of men.
It's
trying to brute force win You know what brute force is?
Trying to brute force, yeah, with big muscles, oil up, yeah. Trying to brute force.
Win. They're Romand Lotto. Win. Win.
Oh, winning. Stay winning. Win. Yeah, okay. I was like, brute force wind. What do you mean?
They're trying to fucking manipulate the weather, Rudy. Watch out. Brute force win the lotto, basically, just to keep it simple.
Okay. So,
Rudy, have you ever played the lotto?
No.
Have you ever done like a scratch off or anything of the sort?
No.
Wow. Okay. Actually, very impressed.
No, I played that's a lie. Lotto. I just said no for the sake of it.
Okay, well, fuck you then. I played Lotto this week, Rudy, and I hate to say it, but I really did win. I won $12, and the entry was 16. So, in a sense, I won minus $4, and I think I'll take that.
That's your reward. Empty wallet.
Yeah, no, it was like, I got an email of like, yeah, you won a prize, and it's like, yeah, this was less than my entry cost, so what did I really win, you know? But anyway, I don't know. I'll play when it's like a...
Why did you play?
I just think it's cool. I think it's neat.
I think it's gambling.
Not really.
Like, yeah, because okay. In gambling you have chances.
Yeah, that's right. This is just me unilaterally saying, take my money. I don't
literally. Literally.
No, look, here's the thing, Rudy. If there's a big jackpot, I can't help but dream. I know that's how they get you, but ultimately, I fall for it. And that's okay with me. And as for scratch-offs, I've not played them anymore since I left the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, I would every like couple months get a couple just to feel alive.
Oh my god! Please don't put that message out there!
No, just because I think it's fun to just, like, you know, I think it's fun to have, like, a micro gamble, as long as you know what you're doing and don't get into it after that.
You know what this is? We just recently, recently, as of this recording, started the second campaign where I'm DMing in my world of in D&D, right? One of my players is a gambler. He roleplays a gambler, good. Right? First session, guy almost dies. Roleplays very well of like, oh my god, this is crazy, what the fuck? Next thing he does, yo, I think we should go do gambling. The whole group ends up in a casino. That's where we ended the episode. This is that, Henry. It's like the world goes on. You experience it, but at the end of the day, you can still go and do gambling.
Look, ultimately, I'm not saying gambling is good. I think the most predatory thing about gambling is sports betting anyway, and I don't do that because I think that's awful. I think it's fine to buy a scratch-off every now and then, you know? Maybe you get lucky, Rudy. You probably don't.
How many but people have you heard gotten lucky by scratch-off?
Me? I won $30 in my first ever scratch-off, and I didn't even pay for that one, so...
So that's where it started.
Yeah,
it was a high bar from the beginning.
I mean, look, I also like playing something like poker, you know, but...
Are you good at it?
Probably not. I've only played in friend group. Because it's fun. I just wouldn't play it in a casino where you have to, like, put, like, actual high amounts of money on it. At home, we just play, like, with, I don't know, $2, and it's, like, funny. Like, I'm just giggling there. Like, what if I win?
Okay. Right, my next article name is...
Excuse me, I didn't even get it. I didn't even get to my article. That was just...
Oh, wait, I thought you did.
No, that was...
Oh, okay, then just go in.
All right, ready? So, there's a jackpot of 3 million Swiss francs.
Okay, I'm buying scratch-offs as we speak.
A group is attempting to force the lotto win by brute-forcing all possible combinations. So, various corner store owners, and this is very funny when I was reading it, report that people looking like mathematicians were buying an unusual amount of lotto tickets to force the jackpot. So what they need to do is 1 million combinations are possible. They cost 2 Swiss francs to play. So for a total cost of 2 million Swiss francs would be to brute force the entire lotto, right?
Yeah.
Of course, the lotto doesn't like that because that means they're probably going to end up paying out a lot of money. So they put the lotto on hold for investigation for a while. But ultimately, the draw still went through, and indeed, the jackpot was won.
Oh my god.
So now it's a question of, did that group actually win? They don't know. I don't, because this was the follow-up article the next day after.
So wait, sure they don't know if they're won. Receiving the money or not?
Well, they don't know if the group actually succeeded, like, in getting all the combinations, basically. They don't know if it actually successfully happened or not. Either way, you know, like in Lotto, you don't only win with, like, the jackpot. You have, like, secondary wins as well, you know, if you get a certain amount of numbers right, for example.
Yeah.
So the amount of winning tickets in that sense increased from 2,000 to just around 10,000.
This is going to bankrupt the Lotto.
Yeah, definitely a lot of payout there. So, I don't know. I just think it's always fun because, you know, I think it's interesting when you can, like, try to brute force a lot of win. Like, it's never going to happen, or it's going to be hard
to
organize.
It's a sentence I never thought to hear you say.
What? I think it's interesting?
It's just a weird sentence. Interesting to brute force a lotto.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting, because it's like beating the system, and then it's like, oh, we don't want to do this lotto if you are guaranteed to win, because, you know, obviously.
Yeah, well, stick it up. Anyways. Let's test that.
I wasn't done with my article yet.
Oh, come on! I really need this article for that! Wrap up, you!
Go on, Rudy. Because the thing is, my second article actually sucks, so this better be the last one from you.
Oh my god. And he whines about it still.
Go on.
Swiss man more likely to survive heart attack than woman.
I wasn't done with my article.
Did you hear what I just said?
Swiss man dies of heart attack because of a woman.
No! I said Swiss men more likely to survive heart attack than women.
Okay, it was close enough.
It was the complete opposite of it. What do you mean? Oh, you. Researchers from the University of Basel and University Hospital Basel have analyzed data from around 42,000 patients who suffered a cardiac arrest throughout Switzerland. The data was collected between 2008 and 2022. Overall, women who survived a cardiac arrest had a higher risk of dying later on compared to men, as the results published in the journal Critical Care show. While almost 42% of women died, only 36% of men did not survive. Women were 18% less likely to be admitted to an intensive care unit. Invasive treatments such as cardiac catheter were also performed less frequently in women than in men. While around 45% of women were examined or treated with such invasive methods, the figure for men was 54%. The authors cite various reasons for this disparity. These include biological differences, sociocultural factors, and unconscious thought patterns that favor
Jesus
men.
Jesus Christ.
So, Henry.
Rudy.
Tell me why. You would survive a cardiac arrest.
I would just open my chest up and say, you are free to go to my heart, and then the arrest would be over.
A moment of silence for that dead fucking joke.
That was pretty good. Listen, this is one of those where I'm going to listen back later to this episode and I'm going to be like, oh, that was funny.
I have to admit, sometimes often, I listen to my own jokes and then I also laugh at them, although nobody else did. And you know what? That's the beauty of life. You have to laugh at yourself as well. You can't, if you're going to laugh at others, laugh at them. You can be fair about it.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to say a joke, you have to think it was funny.
Wow. That is actually bars, you know that?
I don't know if I agree, but I'll take it.
Well, okay, say a joke.
Sorry, I just got a random beep in my ear.
What? Did you actually?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's the alien trying to control you.
Probably.
Anyway, Sid, insert a funny joke in there.
Hi, everyone. Editor's note here. As a one-off, I'm actually editing this instead of Sid, so I'm going to have to officially endorse my joke. That was good. See ya.
Two elephants.
Ha 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 ha.
Sid, cut the last minute, please. All right, Rudy. Hey, Rudy, tell a funny joke.
Right. So, let me think. There probably is some that I could tell. That's Cinderblock. Have you heard of her?
Yes, I think I have heard you say this story before. I find that there's, when you're asked to tell a joke, there's no joke that will suffice. Thoughts?
Yes, agreed. Completely agreed. Tell a joke is the worst way to tell a joke. Yes. Bars. What do I have to say for you to be bars?
Let's just go to the ad, Rudy. I think we've heard enough out of you for now.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at what we have here today, shall we, Alfred? Go ahead, Doctor. Well, it seems your breathing patterns are normal. Could you not please relax a bit more? Yes, take a deep breath, yeah, just like that. Boo, bitch! Jesus, Doctor, my heart could have stopped. I'm 79 years old! Uh-huh. But it didn't. You're fine. Go home. Thank you for your time. Experimental, new, and yet effective, the newly introduced cardiac arrest testing method, namely Get Over That Cardiac Hiccup Again, GOTCHA for short, allows us to quickly and efficiently test if you are prone to have a cardiac arrest or not in a small 5-minute procedure. Fear not, the hospital is right next door, so the only thing you have to worry about is standing up in the middle of your spasms and walking across the busy street. Gotcha is what we say to all those pesky unexpected heart attacks.
That's good. Just the image of like sitting at a doctor's appointment and India suddenly going, boo, bitch!
Well, you gotta test them.
That's a real classy medical procedure. Love that. All right, Rudy.
It's you, Henry.
It's always been me. Everybody, close your eyes and picture this. You wander around the historical city, taking in the sights of the river, the cathedral, and the historical city center. You watch some diplomats chat and try to sneak a listen. You don't understand a word because they speak French and you are blessed enough not to be born in a French-speaking place. As you wander a bit further off the beaten path, you get pulled into an alleyway where you get clubbed over the head and stuffed into a sack. When you wake up, you see a CERN scientist staring down at you.
We are done experimenting on protons. It's finally time to put a human in the Large Hadron Collider,
he says. Curse you, you yell while circling 11,000 times per second at a fraction away from light speed. So if becoming an experimental science experiment is interesting to you, then maybe Geneva can be your next destination.
Can I just say this was my favorite one so far? For some reason, just the image. Curse you! Meow, 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 meow.
Seems like a pretty successful experiment if you're still able to yell your lungs out while in there.
That's true. And now, ladies and gentlemen, stay right where you are because you won't be the first one trying to get into Geneva, Switzerland. But what I can give you today is an advantage. You see, all those legal procedures, those language test takers, they think that if you just pass some tests and learn some tips about the local cuisine, you're a local. Well, don't we know that bullshit is... I just know, Henry, I can't do it, because they're going to kill me anyways. Well, don't we know what bullshit that is? So let me prep you better than ever. Listen carefully.
Okay.
Are you a nice person?
Yes.
Do you smile a lot?
Yes.
Always let everyone go through the door first?
Yes.
Your laughter fills the room because of your distinctive wealth and money? I mean, your charm? Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I guess so.
Good. Are you a humble person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone who does not take up much space?
Arguable.
In fact, so humble you don't even have to take up apartment space. You're happy to live on your personal super yacht. How nice of you.
Oh, that's very humble of me.
And last but not least, why would you ever even allow the possibility of your driving errors to impede of the natural flow of traffic in Geneva? No, no, no. You are too nice for that. But don't worry, because you probably have your own personal driver, a Genevan local, who will eliminate this possibility. So if all of this sounds good to you, and you truly are the nice neighbor we have been looking for, hop on your private jet and fly over.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When I'm exorbitantly rich, I'll also go live in Geneva.
True, 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 true.
Nothing screams wealth like having a super yacht in a place where there's no sea. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big lake, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying there's no lake, but if you're kind of landlocked with that, you know.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is it takes a lot of effort to get your boat there and back.
Oh,
so.
No, 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 no. Henry, go on. Henry, go on. Please, go on.
What?
Fuck
what?
Me. Fuck okay. me. Go on, go on, go
Let's
on,
go
on.
Let's go to the
on.
Local business, everybody. Since Geneva is very diplomatic... Jesus, sorry, I can't talk. Diplomatically oriented. My suggestion is to pick an embassy, write a sternly worded letter towards that particular embassy's country, and hand deliver it to them. Ever wish to tell the people of Madagascar that you Madagascar can't stand them? Well, here's your chance. But don't be shy. You have over 50 options to choose from.
Ha ha ha, very good joke. My Thanks, local Rudy. Business is Trip Trap Escape or Lusine, or even if you like it, Hotel de Genève. I just
Uh-oh.
Found out. I don't know where my local business went. It must have deleted by accident or some shit. Where did it go? I remember making it.
What a funny accident, Rudy.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Well, how about your local radio then?
Local radio, I have one line. Spoon Radio, online radio station celebrating their love for rock. One might even say spooning you into that lovely embrace of an electric guitar and its love ballads.
Well, Rudy, I think music is best listened to when you have headphones on, because you can really hear the intended audio design, and depending on how the song was produced, you can hear, like, the directions of the instruments, and even, like, so basically what I'm saying, sorry, is stereo audio good? Well, if you want to listen to a radio station that subverts that expectation, my suggestion is Radio Zones in Geneva. The left audio output is very muffled, so you can get a truly unbalanced music listening experience. Enough to appreciate well-produced radio stations.
Okay, wow. In that case, thank you very much for listening to Globally Local FM of Tome of Huzzah today. You can find me for feedback on Instagram and by at 000, RUDYS 000, so 3 0s, Rudish 3 0s. You can find Henry
on the top of the Swiss Alps in a fucking super yacht. Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Go give some love on twitch.tv to Colosso Pengo, our dear colleague. And, well, actually, without further ado, next week we're going to see you in...
Kingstown in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We're back to the Caribbean.
Hell yeah.
Anything, and I always do this, but you got any outros? Cheers!